Blog Talk Radio.
God bless all of you on the Blog Talk who are coming together with us this morning to join hands together and to praise and God, God and to pray and to give Him glory. And my God, we do thank Him for all that He's done. Let's go to God in prayer. Amen. Heavenly Father, we do praise You. We give You glory. We give You adoration. We give You all the praise. You've been so awesome to us and so awesome phenomenal to us. We bless Your holy name. We ask that You forgive all sin from everywhere, Lord. Every sin of omission. Every sin of commission. God, we just love You. We praise You. We pray for every constituent on this prayer line. People have given, gotten up, Lord, to give You first fruits. Amen. To make You first. In the name of Jesus, and to just glorify You and to be there, Lord, for You, but You've been there for us. We just come to praise You, give You the glory. Yeah, thank You for this day, for this hour, for this time. God, we salute You. Thank You for Your teaching, right? To teach us things, Lord, that will help us not to make the mistakes we made in the past. Thank You, Lord, for all Your all the things that You've done for us, everything. We pray for Pastor Stern this morning, Lord, as she goes through this time of bereavement, losing her brother there in Florida. God, soothe her aching heart and help her to stand. In Jesus' name, as all these sisters and brothers on the front line stand with her as she goes through this time of trouble, in the name of Jesus. Let God be with her as they even make preparations for the ongoing. Bless her temper. In Jesus' name. God, thank You for every person who's listening, every person who got up just to praise You. I know this was Monday morning, and many people are kind of tired from the weekend. But God, there's people who are making sacrifices just for You, just for You. And some realizing how important it is to be there for You because You've been there for them. God, we just thank You for everything that You've done. Thank You for the anointing of the Holy Ghost on this prayer. We ask the Holy Ghost to take over and address the prayer. Rebuke every demon that comes to front, that comes to me in the name of Jesus. And bless the people. We give You glory, Lord, and adoration. Thank You, Lord. Jesus, we give You the glory, Lord. Amen. And amen. And amen. God bless all of you on the prayer line this morning. Good morning to you. Good morning to you. Good morning. Good morning. Are y'all over there?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Come on. on giving your best praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We appreciate you, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for everything. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. 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 Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Thank you, thank you, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, nobody but you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, God, you woke us up this morning. You started us on our right mind. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, God, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Nobody but you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you.
We're going to go on.
Thank you.
We're going to go on. We're going to another area of our program this morning. Thank you so much for helping us. Thank the Lord. Ah, God. So wonderful. We had a great time and amazing grace yesterday. I want to hear about your times, what the Lord did to you, how He blessed you. Somebody, I'm sure, had to speak yesterday. Somebody had to lead this yesterday, lead that yesterday. May God bless you on every hand. Amen. God bless you. I know this is Monday. I'm hearing it in your voices. Y'all had a long weekend, many of y'all. Some of y'all couldn't even wake up. I mean, from your sleep. You're still asleep, some of the people. Amen. But those who are with us this morning, I do want to hear your praise reports. Amen. I want to see if Sister Reeves on the phone this morning. Amen. Are you there, Sister Reeves, this morning? Thank you. Good morning to you. I know you've got something to say about the Lord, and bless you and help you. Tell us where you're from, Sister Reeves, and would you give us your praise report, and then open the line for others to give their praise report and ask who's going to be the first one. This is a time that we do give Him our praise report. God bless you. The line is open to you, Sister Reeves. Take it right now. God bless you.
Praise God. The Lord is good. He's worthy to be praised. I thank the Lord for waking me this morning, for allowing me to see another day. I praise the Lord for giving me my right mind. I praise the Lord for His goodness and His grace. I just praise the Lord for the first group prayer. He is a good God and He's worthy to be praised. Is there another one that has the praise this morning?
I know there are many that God's been good to. I mean, who's the first one to give your praise report this morning?
Praise the Lord. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Good morning. This is Ambassador Elect Ann Johnson in Rochester, New York. Good morning, Dr. Johnson, and Sister Reese, and to all along the group. I want to thank Sister Lenny and Mother of the Nation, Mother Johnson, and each and every one of you. I didn't go to church yesterday. I stayed home because I just went to surgery. I had a brain embolism and I had an malfunction, and I just prayed and thank God for bringing me out all right. And I prayed and thank God for yet being in my right mind. I thank God that the pain that I've been having is ceasing, and I just prayed and thank God for the saints and my family that's been like taking shifts staying with me until I recuperate a couple of weeks. And I just praise God because truly God is good wherever I am, glad. And I don't have that thumping in my ear anymore. And I just pray and thank God for how He amazed the doctor. The doctor that did the surgery told me that he was amazed because when they went in to do the repair, he said he did the repair that he had to do, but when he went to put the blood vessels in place that they miraculously started formulating themselves going in the right direction, and he didn't have to do anything. And he said that he was amazed by what he saw. And I just praise and thank God for being in control of me, and I praise and thank God that he took over in the operating room. And that's what I did. I gave it to God before I went in there, and I thank God for the prayers of the person who prayed line and my church and everybody that prayed for me and with me. I am so grateful, and I thank God that I am alive today, and I am in my right mind, and I bless him today, and I glorify him. Ask you all to keep in your prayers about been here recuperating, and I'm not going to rush myself, but I'm going to do what the Lord said do and what the doctor said do. And I just want to just say thank God for that.
Amen, amen. What a powerful testimony. God is good. Would that be enough?
My God. Come on, saints. Come on, let's praise him this morning. Give him those praise reports. We can hear you. Go ahead.
Dr. Johnson?
Yeah.
Evangelist Johnson in the Bronx again. If no one want to give a praise report, I have another one. I didn't do the prayer walk with the rest of the people that we work with, but I did get
Sister Johnson, Sister Lucille is trying to give her a praise report. Everybody has to remember what we see. Go ahead. Why don't you get it on a speakerphone? Why don't you come off a speakerphone? It would be much clearer.
Okay. Now I'll go ahead and give my testimony. My daughter got it on the same.
All right, go ahead, Sister Reed, until she gets back.
Yes. Evangelist Johnson, since we're waiting on Sister Lucille, you can go ahead and give your testimony.
Okay, thank you. I just want to say that one of the ladies that worked with me with the prayer walk, she said that the prayer walk was very successful. They yet walked and prayed, and that it went well, and it was very successful. And I just want to thank God for that. Because we are we're out here walking and praying and ministering to people as we walk, and others are following. And I just want to thank God. We call it church without walls because we're in the highways and the hedges. And I just want to thank God that that went well also.
Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
That's Rick Johnson in Texas. I praise God this morning for his goodness to me. Thank the Lord for my life, health, and strength, for the activity in my limbs and being closed in my right mind. I thank God for my family. The Lord has touched each one of them. I just praise God because he is God. By him, there is none other. The Lord just laid it on my heart on Saturday morning when I woke up to ask the saints to pray with me. Just to have a collective prayer for my mother. Her legs and feet were just giving her so much trouble. So I began to just text the different ones that I knew would pray. And I want you to know the Lord did touch my mother. And we prayed all at 12 o'clock noon. And she was able to attend the Christmas program that we had at our church, and she wanted to go. So I said, Lord, you see this woman of God that belongs to you. And it is her petition before you. And truly the Lord did bless her when she was able to walk in and be there at the party, the Christmas party. So I'm so grateful for all the saints and everyone that prayed. I just thank God because I do stand on the word that they say for fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. She was not able to go back on Sunday. It just kind of tied her out from Saturday, but she just had that desire to go Saturday, and the Lord allowed it to happen. I'm just ever so grateful. I just thank God for everything. Thank God for protecting my husband and keeping him. I just love him. Deep down in my soul, I love the Lord. Continue to pray for us.
Amen, amen. Another good testimony this morning. God is good. He is a mighty God. Is there another one that like to praise the Lord this morning?
Good morning.
Oh, someone else is on?
Go ahead.
This is Ambassador-elect Peel. I just thank God for everyone. And I thank God for Chief Ambassador Johnson. And I thank God for all the ambassadors and all the elects. I thank God how we have united together in prayer. And special requests for me have been granted through this prayer line. My son in March 2015, this year, almost destroyed himself. He had an unusual spell, suffered from his autism, cut himself up, injured himself, and I just called 911, and they picked him up, got him to the hospital. He was bleeding everywhere and yet trying to hurt himself. But God has blessed him. He has healed all those wounds. He has strengthened his mental abilities. He can talk, make sentences, express himself, praise the Lord. And he got accepted in the best group home in Lake County, a suburb of Chicago. I just want to praise God for what he has done through this prayer line and all of our people that united with me in praying for this problem. It has been solved. Praise God.
Amen. 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 Would there be another one this morning?
God bless you. God bless you. Praise God for everyone. Thank God for another day. Praising God. This is Ambassador Pfeiffer from Kentucky. Just giving a shout out to the Lord this morning and letting the world know how good God is to me. And I am praising him all day long for his miracles and his blessings. I just returned from Nashville, Tennessee, where my granddaughter graduated there with a major in psychology and also science. And it's just such a blessing just to see your grandchildren yet out there. Someone, this is why I always say, it's not always, no matter how the world is, somebody out there is just doing the right thing. And I'm thanking God that she is one that made it. And I got there. She had purchased a brand new car for herself. And she has her own little apartment and everything. And she's on her own. And I am praising God because we had other family members there from Chicago area, the Waukegan area. So I thank God that we were able to support her in her accomplishment and how God has really, really brought so many of them through. And there were so many that graduated yesterday from the university. And even with that, it was just a blessing because we were able to witness to some of the homeless people there that was just in under the little bus stops and up in doorways and things, and they come to the areas looking for help and looking for handouts, and it's just a blessing to be able to share a word of prayer, a word with them. So I'm praising God even for that, being in part of the ministry of what he has us to do today, and I'm loving on him all day and thanking him for everything that I've heard. Enjoy all the other praise reports, and God bless you.
Thank you, Dr. Pfeiffer. It's always good to hear you on the prayer line.
God bless you.
Glory to be praised. Yes, go ahead.
This is Brene McKnight from Texas. I would like to say good morning to Pastor Johnson and all the ambassadors and everybody on the prayer line. I had a great weekend. Went to church yesterday. went by my brother's house to see how he was doing with the car, and I asked him if I could have a hug, and he gave me a hug, and he told me he loved me. So that it's working. I sent him a card, like y'all asked me to, and all I put on it is I love you. So I think this is God. I know this is God. Bring me and my family back together.
Praise the Lord.
Thank y'all so much. I love all of y'all.
We love you too. Thank you this morning for that testimony.
Yes, I can talk to Lucia.
Good morning. Sister Lucille?
Let's go ahead. Good morning to you. Good morning. Go ahead.
Good morning. This is Ambassador Lack Mother Dixie from Chicago area. I thank and praise the Lord for all of his goodness to me. I thank and praise the Lord for this prayer line. I was there on Friday night. Our leader of our YWCC, Young Women's Christian Council, had a black tie affair, and it was a beautiful affair. It was just a beautiful affair. And I thank the Lord for the beautiful service that we had at our church on yesterday. And we decided, and our church decided, to have, we have a senior home right in the same block with our church, and we had gifts for the seniors. And I thank the Lord for giving us a mind to help Stephen Coles. We have someone in our area who has a project called Feed and Close the Hungry, and God is just blessing our church to be a blessing to them. I enjoy doing things for people that are in need, and I thank and praise the Lord for this prayer line. Thank the Lord for Dr. Johnson for being back and all of the saints. Just pray my strength in the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Dr. Johnson, how many more would you like for me to get this morning?
Just maybe one more, maybe two more.
This is Sister Lucille. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, I can hear you.
Okay, I want to first give honor to God and all the thanks on this prayer line. I thank the Lord for waking me up this morning. I had the prayer line to pray that my children and their dad spent some time together. And this weekend, they got a chance to go stay with their dad. And I went with him because he worked. And on yesterday, he went to work. He was a chef. He cooks on the job, and he bought them a dinner home. He cooked them a home. He cooked them a real good dinner yesterday. And I thank the Lord for the faith on this prayer line to pray for that, because they need a relationship with their dad, and they really enjoyed this stuff with their dad this weekend. And I want to thank you all for praying for them for that. And I want you to pray, because they're going back tonight, because it's all tomorrow and Wednesday. And I want you to just pray that they do things together and, you know, get out and do outings together. So I thank the Lord for y'all praying for my children and their dad. God bless you.
All right. God bless you. What a powerful testimony this morning. Will there be one more? One more praise report.
I want to just.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is Sister Reed in Texas. Okay, I have a praise report on my health. I had my annual mammogram, and they thought they saw something, and I just gave it to the Lord. I had to go in and have my options on both breasts, but the results came out great. It was denied in both breasts. And I just praise the Lord for his goodness.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That is a powerful testimony this morning. We thank all of you for coming out and listening and praising the Lord this morning. And I'm going to turn it back over to Dr. Johnson at this time.
Thank you,
Thank you so much, Sister Reeve. You did a wonderful job. Amen. This is your first time, I understand. Thank God for you. We appreciate your willingness to just take all these praise reports this morning. God bless you and you. Amen. Station identification, amen. Ambassador and Dr. Judy Hagen, if you're there, then give us our station identification, and then we're going to move on to our prayer request. Maybe I'll get my praise report, and then our prayer request. Let me get my praise report first. I just so excited. We had so many, such a great blessing on yesterday here in Texas. Yeah, we had a lot of fun in our church. My granddaughter, Rhea. Oh, my Lord, it was so wonderful. We got a drum roll, and she marched in the church in her Marine uniform. Quiet head and her new Marine uniform, and the people just went crazy. Amen. Praising God for what he had done for her. It was just such a phenomenal time. And then we were able to preach this message yesterday entitled, They That Be With Us Are Far More Than They That Be With Them. And God bless us in a great way. Oh, it was so great. We had a great time. And I want to thank God for all of you. My heart right now is turned towards Ambassador Stern, as you heard me pray in the beginning of our program. And Ambassador Stern lost her brother in Florida this morning, I understand. And so we want to just pray for her this morning and pray for all of you who have prayer requests. Amen. Just before we do it, I promise that we would get our station identification. Ambassador Hagen, would you be here, Dr. Hagen?
Praise the Lord. God bless. God bless. Yes, sir. We are here. We do honor the presence of the Lord. We want to thank God immense, our Chief International Ambassador, Dr. Bernard Johnson. We give God praise for him and this great work that's going forth. We thank God immense, Ambassador Lady Betty, First Lady of this ministry. We thank God immense for Mother Adeline Johnson, Mother to the Nation. Thank God for his healing of body. We give God all praise. Thank God for all of the ambassadors and ambassadors elect. And we do send our condolences to Ambassador Stern. All bless his wonderful name. We want to thank God for every listener from all around the world, whomever you are. May God ever bless you. Thank God for my pastor, Ambassador Dr. Bishop Hagen. And we just appreciate each and every one of you that are listening today. We're here. We're broadcasting live from NPA Radio.com on the Blog Talk Radio. We're being heard literally all over the world. Our call letters to the station is 347-934-0207. Can you imagine more than 100 million listeners? Can you imagine more than 195 countries? To God be the glory all over the world. We want to thank God for our Chief International Ambassador, who's doing an excellent job in getting this message all around the world. May God ever bless you, sir, and doing an excellent job as you are. May He ever bless you. Back to you, sir.
God bless you. Thank you so very much. And let's, I want to receive a couple of prayers for Ambassador Stanley this morning, then we'll open it up for any other prayer requests. Anybody who lives to pray for Ambassador Stern? I know you do. But we're going to give you this opportunity.
Yeah,
all right, God.
Heard it, I am alive.
God bless you. All right. Who feels led to pray for the Master Stern?
Father, Ambassador Hagen is here. I just love to say a brief prayer for her. Father, I thank you now, Lord, for Ambassador Stern and her family. Father, we give you all the praise. Father, because what's happened did not catch you by surprise. Father, you are still where you've always been, on the throne. And Father, this great woman of God, your daughter, she can trust you even now because you've never failed her. You have never left her. And Father, during this time when earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal, during this time, even when it hurts, even when our loved ones are in you and it hurts, vice versa, Lord, allow her faith to even become stronger in you at such a difficult time as this, where in the flesh there may be pain. But, Father, let her know that even now her faith in you is yet intact, and let her faith emerge even more, Lord, and we thank you to her even now by her being the matriarch of the family. Strengthen her like only you can. Father, yet put a word of courage in her heart to speak to the rest of the family who may be hurting and going through, and some may be asking why. But, Father, give her a word at this season that will cause the storm, that will calm the storm in the name of Jesus. We thank you for working out every detail. We thank you for handling everything that needs to be done even now. We thank you for supplying every need. We thank you, Father, for what you're doing and how you are undergirding her now as you do what you do best, and that's comfort. Thank you, Lord, for pouring on. Glory be to God. Comfort is never before, and we give you praise as you take her through and you take the family through, and we speak peace. Hallelujah. We speak peace. You know all that needs to be done, and we speak peace, and we thank you for victory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Back to you, Chief. We call it done in Jesus' mighty name. It's back to you, Chief.
Thank you so much. Oh, God, some goodness. Is there anyone else who wants to pray for you?
Praise the Lord. This is Ambassador Skits. God bless you, all of you. And Father God, as we continue to enter to the throne of grace, Father, in the name of Jesus, we just ask that you blow the spirit of comfort and let it rest on Ambassador Stern and her family. The spirit of comfort, as you have comforted us in the word, and as you have given us in the word, that rest in you. And Father, right now, the natural side, the physical side of this great woman of God has had to carry so many people. She's been the strong tower in her family. She's been a strong tower in the church and in a home and everyone's life through times of bereavement and grief and tragedies. And right now, God, I ask that you strengthen her in such a mighty way, because God, sometimes in moments like these, you don't know exactly what to say other than I love you and God loves you most. And God, the spirit of peace that only you can bring can wipe away the pain. But yet, God, the memory of the love and the relationship with her brother always stands. So, God, we stand in the spiritual realm, all the way to Chicago, all the way to Florida, the spirit of peace. Hallelujah. And God, we know that no one can comfort like you can. Amen and amen.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much, Master Stern. And Master Stern, we certainly love you. We're praying for you. Amen. Brother, I'm just praying for you. Amen. God bless you so much. I pray for you this morning. And God heard my prayer. He's there right now to see you through your storm, through this dark night. Amen. The joy comes in the morning. Amen. The morning light. God will sustain you and see you too. You know, I've discovered that many times God is even closer to us when we're going through storms and when we're going through bereavement. So I know he's closer. So with his arm around you, see you through this. Just be encouraged. You know that it's going to be all right. Please just tell him not to love you all in the day. We'll be all right. And it will be. After the dark times have passed over, everything will be all right. Thank you. Amen. But some of you don't want to keep anyone near, so he has a storm in their life from acknowledging the storm. So we can pray for you. This is not a compromise. We just want to know what's going on so we can pray on target. So if you're there this morning and you have a prayer request, I want to receive those prayer requests. Elon is up to you if you have a prayer request. Anybody, anywhere. Prayer request.
Good morning, guys. I would like to keep Elder John Owens' prayer list this morning. And also, all Brother Anthony Johnson, and also Bria.
All
and
right.
Anaya. Anaya is here.
Anaya is my own granddaughter. She has asthma.
This is Ambassador Mother. You're like, well, sir, I am requesting prayer for my only self this morning. And the pain that sees in my body, I know God is able. I had a restless night last night. Didn't want to be, but I know God is able. And I accepted the prayer from Dr. Michael. It's great because I know God is a healer. And I won't tell them one thing because I'm not able to set up to heal on my left leg. But in me, but God is good. He's yet good. And I'm looking forward to working with him, performing. Great, my strength in the Lord.
All right. I only have one more for
me. Yes, Dr. Johnson, praise the Lord. This is Ambassador Lake Johnson in Bronx, New York. I'm requesting prayer for myself because I'm still having some slight pains in the area of the surgery I had. And I'm requesting prayer for my dad, who lives in Chicago. He's 96 years old, and he is critically ill. And my daughter, Linda, who has MS, and she's trying to get there to see about my dad. And the church family of Pastor Leo Stallsworth, who passed away yesterday, I'm requesting prayer for them.
Stallsworth passed yesterday?
Yes, sir.
All right, you want to get prayer for her dad, who's 96, and for her daughter, and for the Stallworth family down in New York. Is that New York, I think, right?
Sure.
Is that in New York?
Yes, his church is in Manhattan.
Prayer for you. Is this Ambassador Johnson from New York from the Bronx?
Yes, sir.
All right, you heard those requests? Is anybody feeling there to take those requests? Pray for these precious people. If so, jump in there. Yeah. All right, Heavenly Father.
Lord, I'll just continue praying, Ambassador. God bless you. Praise God. Father, we come again, once again, oh God. Hallelujah. We just connect, oh God, and unite in prayer in Jesus' name. And we ask that you would bless right now, Lord God, Ambassador Lake Wilson, that you would look on our Lord Jesus in a special way, mentally, physically, psychologically, oh God, emotional. We ask that you bless, Lord God, in your heart. Glory, 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 glory. Yeah, Lord, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you. We need Yeah, Lord, thank you. We bind witchcraft in Jesus' name, in your name. Yeah, huh. In your name, oh God,